Now we're ready, sorry. Good evening, it is April 21st, Wednesday, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders, our healthcare heroes, and our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry. Thank you. And before we go into our regular agenda, we'd like to note the passing of a former Lebanon Township employee, and maybe more notable than some employees. The person is Gustav Hintz, also known as generally known as Gus. I'd like to read a short paragraph from the Township of Lebanon history book. In May 1972, for the first time in its history, Lebanon Township had a full-time police department. The department was headed by Gustav C. Hintz, who was sworn in as police chief. His wife, Helen, was named police matron. She operated the township police radio and base station, which was set up in their home in Califon. The committee voted to purchase a secondhand police car from Hintz, together with a siren, lights, and other equipment, and the car radio and police base station equipment for $1,288. Chief Hintz resigned in 1981, at which time Harry Kreveling, who joined the force in 1969, became chief after Hintz left and served until his retirement in 1992. So an important person in the history of Lebanon Township, and our condolences to the family of former police chief Hintz. Any other comments? I didn't have the pleasure to know him, but we thank him for his time in Lebanon Township. With that, moving into the regular agenda, we don't have any minutes to be approved tonight, so that takes us directly to public comment limited to agenda items only. Reminding the public, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute yourself. The meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly. Is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, again, press star 6 to unmute yourself. State your name and the road you live on. We're not hearing anyone. Make sure you're pressing star 6. Hearing no comments from the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. First business item is introduction of Ordinance 2021-05, an ordinance to accept a donation of real property. For background, the township late last year entered into a donation agreement with Alan B. Hodge and Terry E. Hodge, owner of property known as 248 Musconetcong River Road, Block 59, Lot 21, for them to donate the property to the township for public purposes. This is about a quarter-acre parcel of land along Musconetcong River Road. Some years ago, it ended up being stranded because the majority of a larger lot was actually across Musconetcong River Road. And when that property was sold, I want to say it's about 6 acres across the road, this quarter acre was sort of left behind. So they offered to donate it to us. It sort of cleans up the ownership structure for it. The committee agreed to accept it, subject to proof of clear title and a clean environmental report. Both of those reports have come back satisfactorily. And so now an ordinance is required to accept any real property by acquisition or donation. This ordinance allows the township to accept the property. It stipulates that the value of the property would be at its current tax assessment of $4,800, authorizes the mayor and clerk to execute documents and instruments to effectuate the aforesaid donation and the township attorney to record any instruments for the transaction, and then make sure that it's consistent with other ordinances and stipulates if not. The public hearing for this ordinance would be on May 19th. Any discussion by the committee, or is there a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-05?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Moving on then to resolutions. Resolution 46-2021, providing the service weapon to retired Chief Eric Rautenberg in recognition of his dedicated service to the township. Chief Rautenberg is scheduled to announce, or has informed us that he is retiring effective April 30th, 2021. Mark, as liaison, would you like to make any comments?
Otherwise, we've typically given the service weapon of our chiefs to them, and I think it's just another good, not only, as chief, he's been here a long time as a patrolman and sergeant.
25 years.
So he's given us a lot of his time to protecting us, so I think it's very apt.
Any other comments from the committee?
This is just a technicality. It says here, and we know that he has all the permits, but it says subject to Chief Rautenberg providing proof of all necessary permits. Who actually is the person that sees the proof? It's just a technicality.
Probably the chief.
maybe the new chief. That's probably a good... I believe part of this, and I looked to the attorney, I think he actually has to get it registered in the municipality where he currently lives, as
exactly.
I recall.
The superseding chief would have to agree, but it would have to go through the clerk, through Karen.
Yeah.
We need to keep a record of that so that there's a trail,
right.
God forbid the gun go missing or something. We want to make sure it's off of our inventory.
Exactly, because I don't like lip service. I want to make sure there is something definitely happening when we say it's happening.
No, understood.
But again, my only clarification is he has to go through his municipality to get it permitted for mm-hmm. his use, and then just show us sort of the receipt that he gets.
Right,
there.
Right. So he's got to show somebody.
Yes, exactly. Any other discussion, or is there a motion to adopt?
I'll make the motion to approve resolution 46-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And again, we thank Police Chief Eric Rautenberg for his 25 years of dedicated service. And while he hasn't been chief for a long time, I think he's made a real mark on the department for the year and a half coming up, a year and a quarter that he's been our chief. Next is Resolution 47-2021, appointing... an authorized signatory to implement the firefighter certification program. Committeeman McKee, would you like to give the background on that?
Yeah. The chief got in touch with me back around April 5th or so, and this program is being offered by the Division of Fire Safety, and he thought that it would be a good idea to pass it on to the township and get a resolution to confirm this this in-house training program that they want to become involved in. And so the township has to pass a resolution to approve this, that the training officer of the Lebanon Township Fire Department will be the signatory. And we wanted to use the position instead of an individual because as times change, the individual may not always be there. So we'd like that position, who would have to be qualified and recertified to teach these classes. And I just felt it was a good idea for the fire department to be willing to go out and educate themselves and continue their education in firefighting and safety drills for the benefit of the township. So that's why this program is before you. I appreciate you taking it on such short notice, but I wanted to get this moving as quick as I could. Station 3 will be the building that will be used for the training. And the training officers, there's two right now in our group that have passed this test with Division of Safety. So we have two individuals that can train, and they have to be recertified every 3 years. So without any further ado, if you'd like to read the resolution.
usually don't read them all out. I think the key part is that now, therefore, be it resolved, the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon, State of New Jersey, appoints the Lebanon Township position of training officer as the authorized signatory to sign any documents necessary to implement the firefighter certification program in Lebanon Township. And what I understand is those documents are mainly scheduling the use of the township building.
That's correct. Right.
I mean, I'd say mainly, but I believe exclusively that's what they're authorizing them to do. And the state needs to know that
Thank
someone's authorized
clearing that up,
to schedule.
And
them.
I will make a motion to approve resolution number 47-2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, Tom. Moving on then to old business. Last meeting, this committee went through the proposed cannabis regulations that we would consider for our township, and we discussed that we would want to have a joint meeting with the planning board. My understanding is that that was discussed with the planning board secretary, and considerations of whether they wanted to discuss it at a pre-meeting or not were discussed with the chairman, and it was decided to move straight to scheduling a meeting. So May 4th is the proposed date, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to add anything else.
That's it.
The action would be to schedule a special meeting of the Lebanon Township Committee as a joint special meeting with the planning board on May 4th at 7 p.m.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
As said.
Seconded by Mr. Abakowski. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Unless anyone has any other old business, which I'm not hearing. So, new business. First item is police chief's request to purchase ammunition.
Looking for $1,600 for ammunition for their annual qualifications and officer qualifications. So make a motion to approve the $1,600 for purchase of ammunition for officer qualification.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is the DPW manager's request to purchase a F7SN truck ProTab vehicle scanner.
Go right ahead.
So my understanding of this is that because we have a number of vehicles that are, I was going to say serviced, to some extent serviced, but certainly maintained and looked after by our DPW department, we have a vehicle scanner. The current vehicle scanner we've owned for 25 years, just to know the life of this. We buy software upgrades as needed, so if we go 2 years without a new vehicle, we don't buy the software upgrade for vehicles that we don't have, but then, say, the third year we buy a new vehicle, we get the software upgrade to cover the new vehicle. The current hardware does not allow us to get any more software upgrades, so Warren Gabriel, our DPW manager, is requesting that we purchase a new F7SN truck Tab Pro scanner,
which they have to be trained on, and which works with all of our equipment. We have heavy equipment and our trucks, so it can kind of give us an idea of what may be problems, what kind of future work needs to be done. I think it's kind of a no-brainer that we put that in their hands to help, let's say, preventive maintenance.
Yeah. So the value of the amount, the cost of the purchase is $6,500. We've been presented with three different price quotes, and the lowest quote, which is recommended by the DPW manager, is from Griffin Automotive of Newtown, PA. So the motion would be to authorize the purchase of the
F7SN.
SN. For $6,500.
Pro scanner.
Yes. I'll make the motion to purchase an F7SN truck Tab Pro vehicle scanner for the purpose of checking our vehicles for mechanical issues.
$6,500.
$6,500.
Three times.
Is seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Law.
Sure.
Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And next is the DPW manager's request to auction surplus vehicles. For those who may be on the phone, in order for the township to dispose of property, we have to go through an auction process to make sure we get some semblance of fair value for that.
It looks like he's also requesting permission to look into setting up an account with public surplus, too, to make it more efficient. So it's like a double ask.
The request is to set up an account with public surplus and then to sell a 2008 Ford F-350 pickup with a plow, which has 156,926 miles on it, a 2009 Dodge Durango, which doesn't run at the moment, 120,413. I believe that's back. That's a fire department vehicle. And a 2005 Chevrolet K1500 Tahoe, which also does not run and has 104,812 miles on it. I believe that's also a fire department vehicle, if I'm not mistaken. Unless anyone has any discussion, the motion would be to approve the DPW manager's request for those two actions, the surplus sale of three vehicles plus the setting up of the account.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Unless anyone has any other new business, that would take us to presentation of vouchers.
My first one is for Liftoff, which is the setting up of the email accounts for 60 licenses. For $2,800, and my next one is the police and firemen's retirement pensions. This is the 2021 annual appropriations for $294,199. Then we have for Rick Allen's repair for one of our police vehicles, $6,784.95. And then Griffith Allen Trucking for gasoline, $1,344.54.
I have one here for Updike Sales and Service. This is parts for DPW, $1,609.89. I have two here for Morton Salt. First one dated on March 10th for $5,259.45. And the second one dated on March 11th, also for Morton Salt, for $6,550.79. Hoffman Services, this is an annual inspection of the township garage where they have a vehicle lift and look at the air compressors and so forth, $1,540. Griffin Allied Trucking, diesel fuel to the DPW, $1,596.96. And Elizabeth Trucking Center, repairs on a major truck, a 2013 International Dump, was $11,566.24.
I've got Cornerstone Print and Imaging for the spring newsletter, $2,595.86. New Jersey Health Benefit Plan for premiums for April 2021, total of $33,311.02, and the Public Employees Retirement System Division of Pensions for all the employees other than the police employees, annual appropriation, $129,648.
Okay, I've got one to the Lebanon Township Board of Education for $1,755,590. Another one to North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School for $904,465.65. Scary numbers. One to Edward R. Martin for settlement as a municipal judge for $5,500. And then to Bayer Reese Engineering for the stormwater ordinance, light and ordinance, and attending our meeting for $3,640.
None that apply.
So the total voucher list before us is $3,180,294.98. Any discussion or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. couple items of correspondence. The first, we have the meeting, the minutes from the February 1st, 2021 Environmental Open Space Commission meeting. I look to the liaison, Mark Wall. Anything you'd like to highlight?
The only thing to highlight is there's the new forest stewardship bill that's in at the state level that may have some impacts on how we manage our town properties with being, you know, a forest, needing a forester, especially potentially when we purchase new ones. And depends on how existing ones are is a little fuzzy, I think. But it's something we're going to have to watch as it goes forward or doesn't go forward, depending on where it goes. So that's was one of the key items of discussion at the meeting.
I saw that, too, and I was wondering that first sentence, if private landowners need to have forest stewardship plans, I mean, that basically not all private landowners need to have that.
I think it's over 25
acres.
25 acres.
Really?
If you're
doing forestry as your farm assessment.
Yeah, if you're.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was getting a little bit nervous when I saw that because. Yeah, it's kind of not everybody who's got a farm assessment.
Right. If you have 25 acres and you're not doing any farm assessment as far as forest management.
Then, yeah.
But if you're doing forest management, then it has an impact on you. It will, depending on which way it goes.
Selling firewood in Brooklyn.
Next
the other
correspondence.
Thing I found interesting in here was the talk about the tires and chipping the tires and the cost to mitigate that and how to go about it. I'm interested to see where that goes.
I have a little hallway update just to bring everybody. Committeeman McKee earlier this year suggested that we consider including tires as an accepted form of waste in one of our township cleanup days, and so the recycling coordinator and DPW manager have been looking into that, and I believe they will have a solution where we will do it in, is it the October?
October
we have a cleanup day. I believe they'll be accepting tires.
To get out to the people.
There's still a few, it may come back to the committee to decide if we charge or don't charge, so that's still a little preliminary, but that's for everyone's information.
Thanks for that update.
Okay. That's being worked on. March Fire Department report.
Busy. March Fire Department. You have it in front of you. In March, they responded to 68 incidents. 51 were EMS. 17 were fire. That brings the yearly total to 184, which 138 is EMS and 46 are fire. It's good to see that mutual aid, they received it 15 times and provided it 11 times. And we know about the Butler Park fire and that house was lost. So they've been busy.
Yep. Thank you. Next is the tax collector's report for the month of February. And we normally read out the highlights. So taxes collected for the current year, 2021, in the month, $2,868,587.84. Taxes collected in the month for the prior year, 2019, of 20 cents. Taxes collected for, I'm sorry, that was for 2 years prior, for the prior year, 2020, $36,141.51. No taxes prepaid for next year. Interest collected of $2,802.34. Bounced checks of $2,172.67. For total tax collections of $2,905,359.22. No one has any comments on that. Then we also have the monthly police report. If you'd like to highlight anything on that.
Yeah, I think we sent one out. I took what Eric sends up and put it into one document and made the chart just so it kind of gives us numbers in a row and not just a month. Gives you more context if you see all the months. And then I sent this back down to him so he could fill in the blanks. Give us some, there's peaks or valleys or oddities.
Was it on the agenda?
It wasn't on the original agenda. It came in after the agenda, so it was updated for tonight's agenda. We didn't have it as of Friday, but felt there was no reason not to get it to people as soon as it came in.
After all of our discussion.
There's not much here.
We have no policy in place, so there was no action, and we didn't want to hold it back from you for another 2 weeks, so you have it.
I was thinking, if they're going to do this, I would either rather have somebody come up or at least put a summary, because I look at March, and I see the motor vehicle stops are, like, way down. The written warnings are way down. Like, I'm wondering what happened. It would just be good to ask that question or if they had a summary.
Part of the issue is we don't have any seasonality yet. So once we get... Once we know next year, we'll know if March slows down or whatever.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
But they might have reasons why. I mean, I would tend to think because people would start to get out more in March. I was just curious from that perspective. Unless it's January with, like, New Year's Day incidents, I don't know.
Super Bowl.
That's February, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. But it's interesting to me that ballpark motor vehicle stops in a month, say averaging those 3 months, 150 a month, so that's five a day. You know, with two officers on duty typically, that's yeah, I mean, they're clearly watching the roads.
I mean, the past 3 months they've had 969 activities that they've had to deal with.
So
busy.
Any other?
I'm stunned that we had 35 pounds of drugs turned in.
That's an annual number.
Oh, that's annual this year? So far?
I don't know how often the county reports back. That's the number I got from them, and that's why it says an annual. So I don't know if that was 2020. I don't know that answer as far as it was a 2020 number or if that's what is too current. It hasn't changed.
Okay.
In the past 3 months, that number hasn't changed.
Got it. Okay.
So no other correspondence. That takes us to public comment for any comment the public would like to make. Again, you'll need to press star 6, reminding you the meeting is recorded and posted to the website. Is there a motion to open the public comment?
I make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public, press star 6 to unmute yourself, state your name and the road you live on. We're not hearing anyone, so make sure you're pressing star 6 if you're trying to speak. Hearing no comments from the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no topics for executive session. Just as a point of information to the committee, last week we told people that we were going to discuss a proposal for American Tower. That proposal was sent right after the last meeting. We had an acknowledgement that they received the proposal and they would evaluate and get back to us, and there's nothing that's gotten back to us, so nothing to discuss there. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.